County Sussex with Neil Pringle.
23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Let's get back to our top story today, and that's the collapse of the case against a pro-life campaigner who was displaying images of aborted fetuses outside an abortion clinic in Brighton. Andy Stevenson cleared of public order offences at Brighton Magistrates Court yesterday. Andy and his fellow protesters are part of the Abort 67 movement, which aims to expose what they see as the injustice of abortion, and they do that very graphically. The use of images of aborted fetuses actually has been replicated in the USA, where probably it started. Well, let's talk to Greg Cunningham. He's the director of the Centre for Bioethical Reform and based in the States but visiting Sussex at the moment. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Neil.
So is this a sort of a device, a thing that came over from the States?
It is, in very much the same way that Anne Faraday of the British Pregnancy Advisory Service has recruited a physician by the name of Patricia Lohr to become her chief abortionist, her medical director, to Americanize the process of killing babies in Great Britain. Andrew Stevenson and I collaborate. His CBR UK organization is an affiliate of our CBR America organization.
Mm. Do you see this as a battle to save unborn children? Is that how strongly you feel about it?
We have patterned everything we do on principles of successful social reform from the history of social reform, and we've studied very carefully the campaign William Wilberforce. We've identified the principles that Wilberforce pioneered. We've adapted those principles for application to pro-life activism. But beyond being a battle, you interviewed a woman a few minutes ago who expressed concern about her daughter having an abortion that was mandated by some problematic health condition. We are deeply sympathetic to someone under those circumstances who's not electing a social abortion. And in deference to the abilities of that sort of situation, we place notice signs along avenues of approach to our abortion photo displays, giving people notice of what lies ahead so they can...
That must be very comforting for them.
Well, they can amend their route or they can avert their gaze. And the idea that we, as this lady suggested, thrust images into people's faces is simply factually incorrect. We don't do that. All of our displays are monitored by the police, and if we were guilty of harassment, we would be arrested and charged with harassment. That has never happened. She seemed to suggest that the Public Order Act should be used to silence people who are singing in public. That's North Korea. North Korea has perfect public order. But injustice abounds
I think you've mentioned that case. What about those people who just say this is intimidation, it's none of your business, and these people are having a really difficult decision in their lives. They need to be left alone to make that decision. In other words, you know, you look after your own life, let other people look after theirs.
Well, that's the argument people made about slavery. They said, if you don't want to own a slave, if you're against slavery, just don't own a slave. But stay out of my affairs. And that's a great argument, except for the interest of the slave. Somebody has to champion the cause of victims of injustice whose humanity is called into question, and unborn children are dismissed as subhuman. Anne Faraday is on record, and I can play the tape back for you, of suggesting that an 8-week embryo resembles a hamster. Those are her exact words. That's the sort of dehumanizing rhetoric that used to be directed.
Whereas what you try and do, Greg, is try and put it completely the other way around. You try and make the images of the unborn fetus look as childlike as possible, don't you?
We allow the images to speak for themselves, and that's a very important point, Neil. You just raised a very important point. Our signs are non-polemical. They are non-judgmental. They simply hold up the truth of who the baby is and what abortion does to the baby. There's no invective. There's no ad hominem. We don't sermonize. We don't moralize. We simply say, here's who the baby is. Here's what abortion does to the baby. Now you decide the appropriate disposition of your problematic pregnancy.
Greg, thanks very much indeed. Greg Cunningham from the States, someone who pioneered the use of these graphic images outside abortion clinics. It's 8:42.
This is BBC Sunday.